Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Hello. So in today's episode, as you can read from the title, I want to speak more about kindness. Now, if you have been listening to my previous episodes, mostly my podcast is running about the idea of the topics are situations that we face as we are growing up, but I also want to infuse it with some self-kindness and self-compassion, because I believe self-compassion can go a long way. Now, I want to break this podcast, I feel like kindness is such a huge topic, right? But I kind of want to break it into three parts. So kindness to ourselves, I want to talk about that, its importance, what it means to me, and also how it applies to my real life situations, which I will talk about, and then kindness to others. And then lastly, I want to speak about the opposite of kindness, which is bullying, and how it impacts my mental health and our mental health, I suppose. And yeah, I guess in preface, this podcast is all about honesty, right? So I want to be as honest as possible, but also I also want to be as understanding as possible. I feel speaking about kindness and stuff like that, people have different definition of kindness. People have different method of kindness. So to preface this episode, I feel the way that I show my kindness towards myself and towards others might not be the same how you do it. So I feel there's no need to compare yourself with my experience, but I want you to get the intention of this episode, which is to spread kindness all around the world. But, there's also struggle. I think we all face a struggle to be kind. There are so many obstacles in the way for us to be kind, but I'll talk later about it again. But okay, let's get started. So I wanted to start this episode with a little bit about what has happened to my week. Now, I have placements, right? I'm a student nurse, I'm on second year. I have placements at the moment. And the thing about placements is that it can be challenging. You're meeting so many different new personalities, you're learning stuff, but as well you have to balance a lot of things, a lot of different things. But I also work as well. The thing is about kindness, I believe, is that it can lift a person's whole mood up. If someone gives me a smile, if someone are being really nice, if someone say thank you, sorry, and everything like that, it impacts me, even though sometimes I don't show it. You know what I mean? I guess there is this awkward shame. I guess in our society, it is more normal, quote-unquote normal, to be unkind to other people and to mind our own business. But I believe the power of kindness, that it holds an important message in healing ourselves and healing the world. The first topic is to kindness ourselves. I struggle with this a lot, whether it's criticizing my body, criticizing my work, self-doubt, criticizing my personality, everything like that. I struggle with that a lot, and throughout the years I'm getting better and better at it, but I still have my moments where I feel like life gets too much and I still step myself on the back. What I mean by that is that sometimes the world treated me unkindly, and I still treated myself unkindly, because I say to myself, toughen up, you don't supposed to feel like this, you're not allowed to feel like that. Right, and I feel and that's one of the thing about being kind to myself that I realized, is that it's not easy, if it's not easy to be kind to ourselves, it's worth it though, but it's not easy. I guess as well, another part is that just we want to fit in, and I also want to fit in, and I feel sometimes in my head, I think if I'm being kind to myself, I'm not gonna fit in with other people, and I guess that's the furthest away from the truth. I think when we are being kind to ourselves, we feel a sense of belonging, and we're more connected with other people when we are giving ourselves that self-compassion. For me, at the moment, I'm in a stage of my self-compassion kindness journey where I have enough tools that I keep doing every day to show myself to practice self-compassion. However, it has not been sink in underneath my skin yet. I still, like, you know, like the neural pathway, like our brain is neuroplastic, so it can change itself. I feel like where I am in self-compassion is that, like, sure, I practice it, but there are times where the message doesn't really hit home, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't alter my emotions. It doesn't connect with me at the moment. But I think with more time and more practice with self-kindness, it's helping to sink in more and more down my skin, and also my brain is more adjust and accustomed to being self-compassion, self-kind, instead of being self-criticism and self-judgment. Also, another thing that I realized about self-criticism, which is the opposite of kindness to myself, is that it's coming out of fear, if that makes sense. Like, for example, one of the major issues that I've dealt with is that, like, my body or my face, and it's the reason I criticize myself, I think in my head, is to prepare myself from the pain of rejection. You know, I prepare myself, like, being criticizing myself first by disregarding myself, by rejecting myself. In my brain, I think other people wouldn't hurt me as much. It comes out of fear, to be honest. It comes out of not wanting to be hurt, not wanting to feel pain, you know, the anticipatory pain that you might feel. So I try to block that, like, anticipatory pain with some coldness, you know, some criticism, some judgment. I say things to myself that I think other people will say about me. So, you know, and I guess, like, it takes a lot of effort to alter it, especially when you say this to yourself over a long period of time. It takes the brain times to alter it. I remember, you know, I used to get so frustrated at myself. Like, I practiced, like, it's been like 6 months, practice self-compassion journal and everything like that, and I still fall down into the trap of self-criticism. But I guess, like, when I talked to one of my counselor about it, she told me that, you know, I have criticized myself, and my negative self-talk has been happening for 10 years, so it probably takes more than 6 months to change my neural pathway. I think, I guess, like, with kindness to ourselves, we expect a result from it. But I guess, like, I think it's important for us to realize that, like, being kind to ourselves in itself is a result, you know. In itself is some way that we can be very compassionate and be caring with ourselves. I guess, like, with life in general, when I reflected back on my experiences, I realized as well that, like, life gets busy. I get a lot of stuff needs to be done and everything like that. A lot on my plate, a lot on my schedule, especially when we are in our 20s. There are so many things, I feel like, that is happening in my life at the moment. But I guess in the same time, I guess, like, there's this innate calm and peacefulness that we have in ourselves that we can tap into, you know. I guess sometimes when I feel so dark and alone and estranged and abandoned, you know, and I've abandoned myself for a while now, there is this still soft side of me inside myself that I can tap into, and I can project it, and I can be more compassionate with myself. The thing about, like, tough times in life is that I feel like when I'm having a tough time, I feel really lost. I felt like I am not a human being. I felt like I'm an alien having a human body, and my mind is gone far in the cloud. Now, I experienced that recently. I think last week it was because of the placement. There are so many things that is going on in my life. So many new things going on in my life. I felt like an alien in another space. I don't feel connected to my body. I don't feel connected to myself. I don't feel connected to my mind. I feel so estranged to everything. And then, you know, I had a talk with a counselor. I think, like, being kind to ourselves also means to get help. So I contact his helpline and I talk all about it. And it's nice for someone to listen to you. and to validate your feelings and to clarify your minds. But yeah, I felt like that, and I realized, I think, like, the counselor was telling me that, like, it's important for us to be kind to ourselves, to know our self-worth, because as we get older, I realized that so many people have so many different outlook in life. Like, one person can see that as an apple, like, as run object in front of them, it's like an apple, but the next person can see that as orange. I think we all have different perception, you know, and it's kind of like hard to, because, like, yeah, we are individual person, we have so many differences, and yet we are so alike in the same time, but also in the same time, I realized as well, like, with different personalities, sometimes it's really hard to get along with everyone, you know, to please us everyone. You are bound to have conflicts, you're bound to have disagreements. But I think in that moment, in that painful moments of disagreement, that's when self-kindness really goes along a far long way, if that makes sense. And also, it's also important for us to stick to our ground and to believe in ourselves. And just because this person is your boss does not mean they are more valuable than you are. I believe, like, everyone have an inherent equal value, you know, and one opinion, one voice of a person, you know, you're the president of America, that is not more valuable than I am. My voice and his voice just matters. My feelings and my thoughts just matter. This has the same matter with his feeling and his thoughts. So, I just want to remind everyone that, you know, we get really lost in this worldly politics, you know, hierarchy, or the way that the unspoken rules. But I think with kindness to ourselves, there's no rules that we need to, that can stop us from being kind to ourselves. And we should break every rule that tells us, that steers us from being kind to ourselves. I guess, like, you know, anxiety is bound to happen. Also, I realized as well that life is supposed to be enjoyable. Life is supposed to be okay, I guess, you know. I just want to remind everyone that, and whatever you're going through, just know that someone else is also, I think we all experience the same common struggles that each of us do, but it's just the human nature that we close off and don't share towards others. But also, like, also remind yourself, you know, you got your own back. I also want to remind myself, I try to remind myself every time, that I got my own back, and that I, at the end of the day, if anything happens, that I can support myself. If someone rejects me, I can support myself. And, you know, it's also important that just because we think someone will say it to us doesn't mean that we say it to ourselves before they say it to us. You know, if they, you know, just because we think that they will reject us doesn't mean that we should reject ourselves first. I think it's very important for us to realize that the more that we are kind to ourselves during tough time, the more that we realize, the more we can be confident, and the more we realize that our innate self-worth, since we were a baby, since we were born, we all have the same innate worth, and we have just to tap into that. So yeah, you know, that's very important for us to be kind to ourselves. I guess so, just a quick one that I want to add in with the kindness to ourselves part is that a lot of the time I feel like when someone is being mean to me, I take it personally. And I wanted to change that mindset. I guess, like, instead of me that is in the fault, I think, like, people who are mean, they're in the fault at the first place. Nonetheless, you know, it's hard, you know, it's hard not to take things personally, but I think it's, like, it's a muscle that we can grow. But yeah, let's get into the next. The second point is kindness to others. This one, I find it really easy. You know, I'm a very kind nature person. I'm kind, you know. I don't have a mean bone, I would like to say. I don't see the point, and I felt really uncomfortable if I'm being mean to others. But it might be come across differently to you, and no judgment there. But I guess, like, with being kind to others, it's like, sometimes people can take your kindness for granted, you know. People can think that you're weak for some whatever reason. But I guess it's important for us to realize that, you know, if they think it's weak, it doesn't matter. I think we should kill them with kindness, you know, like the Selena Gomez song. But also, like, you have your moral, you have your value, you have, you know who you are as a person. And, you know, just because people doesn't treat you, like, just take your kindness for granted, I think it's on them. It's not on you. I think at the end of the day, like, you know yourself as a person and you should stick with what matters to you. I guess, like, for me, like, you know, I value kindness a lot. So if I add kindness towards others, then I will be more fulfilled, if that makes sense. And I will be more, I just feel right, you know. And I guess, like, kindness to others, like, if someone treated me with kindness, I think it will really make my day, and it makes me really happy, it makes me feel supported and loved. And I guess that's all we want. I think we all want to feel loved and supported. And I think by the every day, like, it's very important for us to spread kindness, because we want to make others feel like they matter, that they are loved, that they are taken care of. You know, like, I think counselor has this gift of making you feel kind. You know, if you can't find people who are kind to you, call a kids helpline, call a counselor, and they can show what it means to feel hurt, what it means to feel listened to, you know, like someone who you match with, like a counselor you match with. But, you know, sometimes I realize, like, when I'm being kind to others, some people are very receptive and they reflect bouncing back. I think most people bounce back by kindness, but also there are a percentage of people where they kind of, like, block, you know, they don't show that kindness back, they don't reciprocate. And that's when I'm just like, ugh, you know, it just, like, it discouraged me from being kind to other people. But I realized it's like, I'm doing this for myself, I'm not doing this for others. And also it's just one of my values. So, and kindness is free. It's just like, it's sometimes a jab to your ego, but kindness in general is really free, and it's not costing you any money. So it's like, why would you not be kind to others? Like, when you can be kind, it doesn't take a lot of energy, it doesn't take a lot of effort, it doesn't take a lot of money, it doesn't take any money, it costs you a dollar. So, you know, whether it's like saying kind things to others, whether it's saying, doing small gestures, whether it's appreciating others, whether active listening to others, whether it's making small talk with others, making eye contact with others, saying hello to others, smiling with others, anything and everything like that, it's kindness. And it's so easy for us to do that and to put that into practice, and it can be really life-changing for the world. I think the world needs a little more kindness. I want to end this episode. The third segment of this episode is bullying. Now, bullying is really hard topics. I have struggled with it since high school. Since primary school, actually, I was just being really excluded and ostracized and everything. And I can find that in my workplace as well as a nurse, you know. People with in authority can bully you as well. People, anyone, you know, any profession can bully you, you know. Doesn't matter if they're a pastor, they can bully you as well. You know, I believe, like, profession, your jobs doesn't define who you are as a person. It really doesn't, if that makes sense. Like, you can be a counselor, you can be a therapist, but you can still be very verbally and physically manipulative towards your loved ones. You know, there are so many different ways. Profession doesn't just crap professions out of it, you know. Sometimes, like, we think to ourselves, like, how can, you know, I think, like, sometimes we find, I personally, with bullying, I blame myself a lot. You know, if bully me, there's this notion of where, like, especially when someone is being manipulative, like, they make you think that your feelings doesn't matter and that your opinion doesn't matter. I think that's very tricky, you know. And bullying sometimes is very isolating. And I guess it's like, that's the opposite of kindness. When people bully you, most people who bully, they are aware of what they're doing, and they also have this malignant intention to bring you down. That makes sense, you know, by ostracizing you. Maybe they're passive aggressive, whatever it is, they have the intention to bring you down. And sometimes when you confront them, they act like they don't know about it, or they disregard how you see stuff. But I think you have the right And I think you should trust your judgment. I think you personally know when you are being bullied and when people are being unkind to you. You personally know that, you know, and you should, and I want to trust myself more on that. But with bullying, like, I realized it increases my stress level. It makes me more anxious, more afraid, just lower my self-esteem, and it makes me feel sad. It's very an isolating experience, especially when you're, like, in a group of people and some one person in authority bullies you. So it's a very isolating experience for me to deal with that. And also, it's tough, you know. You kind of, like, sometimes, like, you know, especially when I was in high school, like, I was bullied. And I also, in the same time, I did not have anyone to support with, like, that can support me, I guess, like, during this tough time. But, like, it's a really lonely experience. It's very isolating. But I kind of find comfort in talking to people, counselor about it, whether it's a top line or just a friend about it, you know, a trusted loved one or whatever. I think talking or writing it on a journal, like, expressing your pain and your suffering to someone, to an object, to paper, anything like that, I think that really heals, like, eases the pain that, you know, someone who bullies you, like, strike on you. Also, I realized that, you know, people who are bullied, they want to see your reaction. They want to make you feel upset. They want to see you upset. I think it's important for me to not give them that time of day, you know. And also avoid, like, if you can, you can avoid the person. You know, you don't have to deal with that. Like, life is too short for us to deal with the people who makes us feel upset. I think we are better to surround ourselves with people who are more, who brings us up than down. And also in the same time, you know, I want to reiterate the point of where, like, your judgment, if you think someone bullies you, then you're probably right. You know, you have the right to feel like that. You know, you have the right to feel that, to feel how you feel, and that's okay, you know. The thing is, like, with bullying and everything like that, like, you need to know that it's not your fault. And also, it's mostly because it's mostly the other person is hurting. The person who bullies you, they are hurting. You know, it's not right. I'm not trying to validate their behavior. But also, I guess, just, like, to take off that pressure that you feel that it's all your fault. You know, it's mostly because, like, the other person is, if you think of the other person is suffering, like, for example, if you're in high school and someone bullies, like, one of your friend, not friends, sorry, one of your classmates bullies you, then, you know, you kind of, they call you names, they make fun of you and stuff. You know, people who are happy with themselves don't do that. You know, if I'm happy with myself, I don't say bad stuff about other people. I don't judge other people. I don't criticize other people. If I judge and judge, I never say it out loud, you know, and I'm never being passive-aggressive. I think that's a huge part of bullying, like, passive-aggressiveness. Like, for example, if you're in a bunch of group and they don't talk to you, you know, they don't look at you when they're, like, when they speak in a group, they don't look at you and they ignore you, you know. Are they, whatever it is, like, being passive-aggressive, like, this is a form of bullying itself, and that can be very manipulative, I realize, as well, because you kind of start to doubt, am I thinking, overthinking this, or am I not? But, as I said, like, you know, your judgment is really good, so you should trust your first instinct and first judgment, and how you feel about the person, and how the person impacted you. But if you, you know, I want to stress this point enough, but if you are hurting, I think we need to heal ourselves. People who hurt others, so not all people, obviously. Like, for me, I've been hurt before, and I'm not never hurt others, never bully others. I gain empathy and sympathy from that. But, you know, I also, like, want to go back to the point of where, like, to where, like, you know, it's very, like, if some, like, in a, like, sorry, if a person student in your class bullies you and call you name, I think it's on them, because how much pain do you have to have for you to express, to bring other people down, you know. I think it's not human it's not in our nature to bring other people down, you know. We are collective individuals, and also I think it just shows them, I think when people try to bring us down, I think it's just show them that they are insecure, because they know what they're doing, you know. They are insecure, they want to make themselves feel better because they are in pain and suffering, you know. people who bullies, they are aware of what they're doing, you know. People who are being mean to you, they are aware of what they're doing. They just think that it's not a problem, you know, because they think they're entitled to do so, whatever reasons that they have. But bullying is real, you know. You find that in the workplace as well. It's not even in school, but in the workplace as well. But I guess, like, you know, also another tips that I have is just, like, maybe some people are jealous of you. That's why they bully you. That's one of the reasons why. And also another tips that I find is that, like, you know, when people bully you, they, like, verbally or, you know, physically or through their body language, being passive-aggressive, it makes you feel a certain way, you know. It makes you feel like you're a loser, whatever it is. You're not good enough. You're unwanted, unloved, and everything like that. Now, you know, that's why it's important for us to fight them. But when we can't avoid this person, whatever situation that we are facing in right now, and we can't avoid that person, what I find really helpful is not to give them reaction, to kill them with kindness, and also to kill ourselves with kindness. Because, you know, we have to counter back. You know, when people make us feel unwanted, we need to always remind ourselves, we are loved, we are unwanted. For me, like, when I am bullied in a workplace, I write, like, on the journal things that I did well today, you know, to realize that I am good at my job and I am good enough and I can do it. You know, and also, you can post some positive information in the positive affirmation in your wall, like pictures of that. And also, you can also, what I find helpful is, you know, surround yourself with positive people, talk to yourself, the counselor, and they can help you out. And realize that you're not alone, and be compassionate with yourself, self-care, whatever it is. So we need to counteract some of the negativity that people who bully us impact on our mental health. I think that is all. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I want to end this episode by saying that you matter, you are loved, you're good enough, and you deserve best. Also, like, if you can, like, practice self-care, keep your faith strong. For me, I pray to God and remind yourself that you are good enough and you deserve all the things, the best things in the world. So, and also, if you are suffering from a tough time, remember, this shall pass. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys have a nice day. And see you guys next time. Bye.